Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, sir. One more time to tell him thank you.
Yes.
He's been so good.
Yes, yes.
I just stopped by to tell him thank you.
That's
all right, Lord. That's all right. That's all right.
Thank you
for one more chance on this side, Lord. If we just want to say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for watching over us all night long, Lord. Lord, you didn't let no thieves around us break in on us while we slept. And when you rose us this morning, Lord, you touch us with a finger out of our Lord. And eyes came open, allowing us to view a brand new day, Lord. What we never seen before.
Jesus.
Lord God, we just stop by and tell you thank you this morning. Thank you for your goodness, Lord, your mercy, and your grace. Thanking you for each and every one under the sound of my weak voice, Lord. Have mercy this morning. How much, Lord, if it be thy holy will. Just a little mercy, Lord, and everything will be all right. Just a little mercy, Lord. Someone can come crying, I am, I am. Can't hold out no longer. Have mercy, Lord. Knowing that you got all power in your hand, and you can do everything but fail. Lord, we thank you for your sunshine and your rain. Thank you for going before us, making the crooked way straight. Have mercy, Lord. Bless is only you can bless, Lord. Save is only you can save. In the name of Jesus, sweetest name that we know, Lord. Have mercy on us, Lord. Lord, you know us all name by name and house by house. Let your will be done, Lord. Not our will, but your will be done. And everything will be all right. Have mercy, Lord. Thank you for the shepherd, Lord, that you praised over this flock, Lord. Give him a word for your people, Lord. Let us hear from you, Lord. Just a word from you, Lord, and everything will be all right. Lord, we thank you for the sunshine and the rain, the food and the shelter. Have mercy. Have mercy, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you. Lord, we have so much to thank you, Lord. Lord, you've been better to us than we could ever be to our own self. And we just want to thank you. Thank you for going before us, making the crooked way straight. In the name of Jesus, Lord, let your will be done. And if you let your will be done, everything will be all right. And we'll be so careful to give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise. It is in the name of Jesus, Lord, that we pray. Amen, amen, amen.
God's my everything. Amen. Amen. Stand to your feet and join us in our doxology. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow.
Thank you for your love, Father God, that you give us unconditional love.
Lord. We thank you for it. You keep loving us even when our love seems to fade and falter. You keep on blessing us, and we thank you. We don't know why, Father God, that you love us so much, but we thank you that you gave your son to die for us, for our sins. He died on the tree for us, Father God. It should have been us, but you gave him, and we thank you for that. That's why, Father God, that we are pledging and we are doing our best to have our mind not transform, not like the world, but transform and renew and have a mind that is in Christ Jesus. Father God, we ask you to continue to work on our spirit, Father God. When we try to get off the wheel, keep us on the potter's wheel, oh Father God. Because we know that you know what's best for us. Father God, we have all what we want, and we don't have everything that we ask for. But Father God, we know that you're such a good God. You know what we need and when we need it. And we give you permission in our life, oh Father God, to orchestrate the affairs in our life. No matter how we cry, Father God, we ask that you just do what we need done best for us. Because we want to give you all the glory. We want to fulfill the purpose that you have created us for. We just want to thank you for that. Father God, we thank you right now for the gifts that you have deposited in each and every one of us. Someone has gifts of teaching, preaching, singing, Father God. Interceding, Father God. We thank you for those spiritual gifts right now that you allow, that you have deposited in this earthen vessel in us, and we thank you for that. We ask you, Father God, let us fulfill those things that you have created us to be. Father God, we ask when we are weak and we feel like we can't go any further, we ask, oh Father God, that you would just come against the enemy, put a hedge of protection around your people, oh Father God. Build us up when we're torn down and prop us up on every leaning side. Father God, right now, most of all, give us a mind that's in Christ Jesus, so that no matter what we struggle and go through, that we have a mind to call on the name of Jesus in the midst of anything that we're going through. Teach us, oh Father God, give us a habit, instill it in our spirit. Let our spirit, man and woman, have dominance over our life. Father God, even though the flesh is warring against our spirit, we submit ourselves to you, oh Father God, because we surrender right now. We are humbly bow before you, oh Father God. Because without you, we are nothing. Within you and through you, all things are possible. We pray and we decree it right now, Father. Because as the enemy hears us, communicate with you, oh Father God. He is upset, but Father God, you have all power. Not some power. You got all power in your hand. All entities, all spirits are subject to you. And we understand that we will just lean and depend on you and acknowledge you and all our understanding that you will work all things together for our good. Father God, we ask, don't do it for our sake. Don't do it for who we call ourselves. But Father God, do it for your name's sake. Because if you don't do it, Father God, the world will say that we serve a dead God. But Father God, we want to do what's right. So Father God, right now, your people that's ill, that's sick right now, that's not under the sound of my voice, that had a desire to be here. Father God, we ask you to be the balm in Gilead and by your stripes allow them to be healed. Right now, in the mighty and majestic name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, right now, you said you're Jehovah Jireh. You said you got cattle on a thousand hills. You said in your house there are many mansions, and if it would not so, you would have told us so. So that's why we come to you, Father God, asking you to meet us according to our needs, according to your riches in glory. Father God, not for our sake, so we can boast on what we have, but Father God, so we can tell a word of what a mighty God we serve. We thank you, Father God. Father God, we know we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness in high places. Father God, we know that on every hand, the enemy tries to defeat us. When we try to do good, evil is always present. So, Father God, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, we ask, oh, Father God, that you allow the mighty, majestic blood of your son, Jesus, overshadow our life and cover us right now. Everything we put our hands to, Father God, let the blood of Jesus be on it. Our families, our jobs, anyone that come in contact with us, Lord, let them see and feel the difference of who we are and who we belong to. We thank you right now. We claim the victory right now. And we ask you, bless New Jerusalem. Enlarge its territory, Father God. Anyone who comes into these doors, oh Heavenly Father, let them not leave out the same way they came in. But let them understand and feel the love of God through your people in this place. We thank you. We claim the victory right now, Father God. And if something, oh Heavenly Father, that I forgot to say, I ask you allow the Holy Spirit to make intercession for us and speak utterance that we don't know how to utter. And Father God, if you just do this, give us a spirit of thankfulness in the midst of of our struggle. Help us to be thankful in the midst of the storm, Father God. We don't want to wait till the storm is over, till the rain has stopped falling, till the lightning has stopped flashing, all the thunder stopped roaring. We want to thank you in the middle of the storm. And we ask, oh, Father God, that you bless us right now. If you do these things, oh, Father God, we'll be so very careful to give you all the honor, the praise, and the glory. I thank you, Lord, just for being God all by yourself. I thank you. And all who love the Lord say amen.
Amen.
Amen. And amen. God bless. Put your hands here. God, I have to.
Deaconess, amen. Give her a hand.
Anita Brown. Amen. God be the glory. I don't see her present this morning, but Sister Clara Owens is also a breast cancer survivor. And you know, family, we want you to know that Mother Thomas also is a breast cancer survivor. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. These women have fought a good fight, and they are fighting on in the name of Jesus. But we want you to know that breast cancer just doesn't stop with women. Men are also affected with breast cancer. And so we also want to recognize Brother Isaiah, who is not here this morning, but he is a survivor of cancer as well. So let's give him a The ushers have a little something we want to share with you this morning and give out to you just as a reminder that October is Breast Cancer Awareness. And as she's doing that, I'd like to read this little poem. Cancer is so limited. That is the title. Cancer is so limited, it cannot cripple love. It cannot shatter hope. It cannot corrode faith. It cannot eat away peace. It cannot destroy confidence. It cannot kill friendship. It cannot shut out memories. It cannot silence courage. It cannot reduce eternal life. And it cannot quench the spirit. Amen. So to all who are breast cancer survivors or even just cancer survivors, we salute you this morning and we say to God be the glory. Amen. Amen. Thank you. And President Greer will be coming forth at this time.
Facebook family, phone line family. I'm coming for you with a couple of announcements. We got a lot that's going to be happening. First thing is that our mission was scheduled to be on Thursday. We have changed the date until tomorrow because we're going to go with our district-wide mission study. So we're going to be a part of their fellowship. So our mission won't be Thursday. It will be tomorrow night at 7 o'clock p.m. Tomorrow night at 7 o'clock p.m., we're going to be in there with the district-wide mission study and fellowship hour. And the Zoom link will be posted, but I'm going to give it to you now. It's the Zoom. The meeting ID is 654-011-2265, and the passcode is C Women, all capital letters. So the dial-in number is 1-929-205-6099. The meeting ID number is 654-011-2265, and the passcode for that is 846-262-35, and it will be posted on Facebook, and you will be getting a text message letting you know. Once again, it is tomorrow at 7 o'clock. And we also have our Mary Frances McDowell Women Conference. It's a women conference which is going to be held on Saturday, November the 6th. It has been changed from the Women's Conference to Mary Frances McDowell because you know she was an awesome and a dynamic server until the day her health declared that she couldn't serve anymore, but she was still there on the phone line doing everything she could. So they changed the name to honor her. So now it's called Mary Frances McDowell Women Conference, and it's going to be held Saturday, November the 6th, 2021 at 9 a.m. And we're asking that everybody register with the amount of $25, and we have a deadline, which is the 25th. So I'm asking you to register and give it to me no later than next Sunday morning. If you have it today, that's fine. The registration is $25. It's not just only for women, it's for everybody who wants to come. It's $25 if you want to just send your loved one and represent. That's $25 if you register. We have a deadline that has to be turned in by the 25th. Just a second. And the colors for that day, it's called the scripture, where the theme is bright, bold, and beautiful. And the color is yellow and orange. I know we all got that in our closet somewhere. Yeah. We got it, because we got so much spring colors in there. I know Deacon Furlow got it over there, because he always ready. He's already ready. So those are the colors. So it is November the 5th and the 6th, and our registration is $25. I have the registration form with me today. So please see me by next Sunday or today if you want to register today. And also, we are having our Seaboard Minister Deacon Union, which will be held October the 28th through the 30th. It's going to be in person, and it's going to be virtual. So Thursday night is virtual, so they're asking all of the pastors to be online that night, Pastor, for important information, important meeting stuff that goes on. That's virtual only. But the other two nights are going to be in person and virtually well. They're going to do both. They're going to do Zoom and person. But I would love to attend in person because we've been shut up long enough. So now we're coming out. So let us try to go there. And the date for that is the 28th through the 30th. And it's going to be held at New Hope Missionary Baptist Church. That's in Fort Lauderdale off of 6th Trunk. Reverend Pastor...
Ricky Scott.
Ricky Scott. Yes, I like this there. Hope. Pastor Ricky Scott is the pastor there, and we all know what that is. And we're going to be there live, and this topic of that is, let me get it right here. There's no topic yet, but we'll be there October the 28th to the 30th. So please let us attend and lift everybody up. And also, we're going to have the World Day Women's and Baptist Alliance Prayer, which is going to be held in November. It's always in November, and it's November the 5th.
November the 1st.
And I am one of the prayer warriors. It is all of us coming together. It is the World Day of Prayer, and I'm one of them. So I'm going to be on there, and I got to pray for the Baptist Women Alliance. So I'm asking all of you to go and pass in prayer with me that I bring the word of encouragement when we go there and pray for the needs that these women are asking for. So it's for a great cause, and we all come together. Prayer changes things and opens up doors. So if we come together on one accord, imagine what would happen. So this is in my announcement, and I'm going to turn it back over to the hands of the pulpit.
Thank you, President Greer. I would like to make one little correction on the days of our women's conference. It's going to be that Friday, the first Friday night at 6 o'clock, and the Saturday at 9 a.m. So any information you want, please see Sister Greer, and we will go forth with that with you. And if you don't have your funds right now, but you want to participate, please give your name to Sister Greer and fill out the form, and we will, you know, work with you and take care of that because we have to meet a deadline. So if you want to attend, just let Sister Greer know. We will fill out the form, and we will come back to you a little later, okay? Thank you, Pastor.
Not gonna be long. I just want to let everybody know that when I had breast cancer, I appreciate everybody who prayed for me and everything, but it was one person that I don't care what time of the day I called, what time of night I called, she just gave me the courage that I needed, and I thank God for her so much. She's such a sweet person. I always tell her that I'm gonna pray for her to find her husband. But anyway, but she's so sweet, and I really do admire her and everything, and I just got a little something for her and stuff, Sister Greer.
Amen.
She was always there for me, no matter what I, you know, when I called Sister Greer or whatever, so she was always there to, like, encourage me, you know, like, help me along the way. Because when I first found out, I was kind of scared, which we all, you know, be kind of scared of stuff, but I really appreciate you, Sister Greer. I love you. I really do. I'm going to find you a husband.
Make sure he's righteous. Make sure he's the righteous one. Yes.
Amen. Now, why would I want to be a pastor anywhere else? All this love is good.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's That's wonderful. That is wonderful. I want to thank Sister Griffin, Sister Thomas. Sister Thomas for doing such a good job in all those announcements. And I just thank you. It's a fine job. It gives a lot of information, and it was well done. Amen? It was well done. So if you just govern yourselves accordingly, I'll be happy. I'll make sure that I'm on the phone line tomorrow with that, and so that we can take a part of the district mission. That's going to be very great. Did you give us the day for when we want us to fast with you for the prayer?
Just right before the date, November 1st.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, before the 1st of November. Okay.
Yeah.
So we can fast on that day. Okay, amen. I wasn't sure if I heard it or not. Amen. It's amazing, amen?
Amen.
We thank God for all the things that we can stay busy. The devil messes with an idle mind. So there's no reason to have your mind be idle, but you can be involved with the things of the Lord.
Amen?
Amen. Amen. And it's really there's no reason why you can't be, because you can always listen on the phone line or zoom it on in if you can't get there. So you should always be able to make some type of time, squeeze God in, be multitask and everything else. So I encourage us to do that. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. I want to thank the membership, this great ministry here for a 6th pastoral anniversary. That's one long to be remembered.
Amen.
Amen. Boy, what a time to be here. Huh? Amen. Amen. It was a time to be had, and I'm still on the mountaintop a little bit here. So.
Amen.
Amen. It felt real good.
All right. Felt
real good just to see everyone come into the sanctuary and just have a good time in the Lord. Amen. Nothing but accolades and accommodations about New Jerusalem, New Jerusalemites. That's what you are. The New Jerusalemites, how you conducted yourself, how you treated them, how you did stuff first class. They just enjoyed themselves and loved the food. They said, make sure you tell them that them cooks back there, whoever cooking that food, that food was just real good. Amen. They didn't talk about, no one told me they didn't have enough. They said, we didn't expect to get that much food. You know, sometimes you go to some of these churches, they like, you know, don't give you no food. But you had no problem filling your plate up. And that's what they love. Okay, amen? So I thank God. Everything was done well. And I thank God for everything that was said and done in the place. And we just got to keep on going on. Right, y'all?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you all for being there. Okay. He's not here today, but I'm going to announce it anyway. I'm so excited. I get to do a wedding, y'all, of one of our own. Brother Amoson's daughter, Nicole, is getting married next year. And she was hesitating about asking me to do it because it's all the way in Naples. I said, hey, Pastor, going to Naples, y'all. What you talking about? I'm not going to give you the day of the wedding. I'm meeting some days before the wedding, so don't be trying to keep me out of the fun. Amen. I'm excited about that. I'm excited. It's on the May 22nd. It's going to be in Naples, Florida. And I'm going to go on up there. Pastor, we got Reverend Cynthia Lyle. Pastor can go on there. Amen. It's going to be a grand time, so I'm excited about that. And as those exact dates come up, I'll let you know about it. But I'm looking forward to doing that. Very much looking forward to doing that. You know, you watch children grow up, and now you got to marry them. Like, really?
Yes.
My goodness. You know, it seemed like they were just like this now. You know, but God is good. He is keeping us here. I mean, they are getting older, and we are not.
Yeah.
And they are getting older, and we are not. God is just keeping us. God is just keeping us to watch them, make sure they grow up correctly. Amen. Amen. Mother Thomas, it would be a grand time for Pastor to do that. I look forward to doing that. We know that we had also the passing of our very own Sister Ellen Miller. And that funeral will be on the 23rd.
Yes, this Saturday.
It'll be this Saturday on the 23rd at 10 o'clock. And we'll come and we'll do as we do. Sister Ellen was a faithful member. Amen. And all I can remember her doing is smiling.
because all she did was smile. And we thank God for that. But God knows best.
Amen.
And we're going to come and we're going to give that family comfort during that time. And we're going to give her a good send-off. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. It's not easy. But it seems like the good ones always go. Sometimes I sit down and I say, Lord, it's like you always take the good ones. But that's true because the good ones are ready to go.
Yes.
Amen. So we thank God for that, you know. So but we're going to be strong. We're going to pray as a family and we're going to pray for that family. Amen. 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 We don't have no visitors in the sanctuary. So we thank God for each and every one of you that are here today and that you've been able to come into the sanctuary today. Okay, it's offering time.
Praise
the Bible said, bring your tithes in the storehouse so there be meat in my house. And said, prove me now, child of God. See now to open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you cannot receive. Amen. Giving us a part of worship. You know what the Bible says about it. And God said he will bless us and protect us if we just follow his instructions. Amen. And let us bless the offering in advance. Oh, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank for all things great and all things small. We thank for life, health, and strength. Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, we ask you to bless this offering that your people are about to give unto you. Father God, it's mandated in your word, and we are following the dictates and the directions of your word. So we ask, oh God, that you just bless your people right now. Everyone is in a different circumstance and situation. We all don't all have what we want and what we would say we need. But Father God, right now, we're going to walk by faith and not by sight. And we're going to call those things that are not as if they are right now. It's a personal faith walk with you. But Father God, we know that you can turn to any circumstance and situation around. So come against the spirit of poverty and failure in the lives of your people right now. I rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus. Let prosperity reign in the lives of the head of these households right now. And everyone that will give you an offering. Let this offering, oh Father God, be used for the betterment and upbuilding of your kingdom. And when giving days are over down here, oh Father God, save us a place anywhere in your kingdom will be just all right with us. And all who love the Lord say amen.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Ushers, lead us in that game and the choir get some music. Survivors, and we recognize the month in itself. And we've asked Reverend Cynthia Lass has kindly consented to bring the message for us on this Pink Sunday.
Amen.
She is fully capable. I'm not concerned. We will get a word from on high this morning. And we want to thank God for her and ask God that he use her as she speaks into our spirit through God this morning. Amen. So after the choir gives us a hymn of consecration, a song of consecration, the next voice you will hear is that of Reverend Cynthia Lyles. Hear you her.
Lord, do it. Given me this opportunity to stand before you. I never take this opportunity lightly because I always believe if God gives you an opportunity to say something for him, that means there's someone under the sound of your voice is waiting to hear a word. Amen. So we take this very, very seriously. It is my honor and my pleasure to stand before you today on this pink Sunday.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
So if you will, turn with me in your Bible, and I am going to read two translations. You may just have one, and for the sake of time, I'm going to read two separate scriptures. Psalms 119, verses 71 and 72. The first reading is coming from the King James Version, and the second reading will be coming from the New Living Translation. Psalms 119, verse number 71, and here's the word of the Lord. It says, "It is good for me that I had been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes." And then verse 72 said, "The law of thy mouth is better unto me than thousands of gold and silver."
Yes, Lord.
Now I'm going to read this from the New Living Translation. It says, "My suffering was good for me."
Yes.
"For it taught me to pay attention to your decree. Your instructions are more valuable to me than millions of gold and silver." You want to shout right there? I feel like this. Amen, amen. I said, since this is breast cancer, let's talk about the afflictions.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. My next scripture is Philippians 3 and 8. It says, "Yea, doubtless, I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ." In other words, he says it doesn't matter.
Hallelujah.
He says it doesn't matter. Yeah. Amen. Now from the New Living Translation. "Yes, everything else is worthless when compared with the infinite value of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord.
Yeah.
For his sake, I have discarded everything else.
Yeah.
Counting it all as garbage so that I could gain Christ."
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. And the word of the Lord is already blessed. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we stand in your presence, we welcome your power, we welcome your spirit. And as I stand before you today, I am weak, but you are strong.
Yes.
Lord, touch my lips of clay, and may I speak a word today that will not edify myself or will not lift up a human being, but one that will encourage your people in the things of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You may be seated. For some unseen reason, the most successful people in the world has a testimony that they rose from many difficult times, many losses, many rejections, and much persecution. Many speaks of multiple failures, falling down and getting up again. There must be some connecting thread between difficult times and the glory. And I'm speaking what he spoke to me. Amen. The fangs of defeat must be connected to the joy of victory. Even science tells us that gold is made pure after it has gone through the fire.
That's right.
We read in the scriptures that we glory in tribulations.
Yes.
We glory in suffering.
Yes.
It seems that there is an experience that comes out of suffering or out of going through difficult times that does not come through anything else.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
The knowledge, wisdom, and understanding that comes through going through a thing is different to anything that can be authored by the pen of men.
Yes.
Going through the fire releases a sound that cannot be heard anywhere else.
Yes. Yes.
That's why, my brothers and my sisters, this journey in God, we can't take shortcuts. The deliverance experience that cannot be learned from the pen of the greatest writer or by the brightest and wisest minds can only be learned by going through and coming back out. What happens during suffering? Let me go back and give you my title, which I went right on over it. So excited. The title today is, It Was Good for Me.
Yes.
It was good for me.
Right.
And the objective is to encourage the believer to see difficult times as good and not as evil. What happens when we suffer and when we go through difficult times?
Yes.
I quote this quote from an author that is unknown. It says, sometimes the strongest among us are the ones who smile through silent pain. Crying behind closed doors. And fights battles that no one knows about. What is this about going through that does something to me that nothing else can do?
Yes.
2 Corinthians 2 and 10. The apostle says, therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities and persecutions, in distress for Christ's sake. Here's what he says. He says, for when I am weak.
Yes.
Did you hear me?
Yes.
He said, when I am weak, that's when I'm strong.
Yes. Yes.
What is this? What is this about going through?
Yes.
And if I want to read this, in the Living Translation, it says, that's why I take pleasure in my weakness and in the insults and hardships, persecutions, and trouble that I suffer for Christ. For when I am weak, I am strong.
Yes.
Suffering can make us more resilient,
yes,
better able to endure hardships.
Yes.
Just as a muscle in your body. In order to become a strong muscle, it must endure some I have been crucified with Christ.
Yes.
And no longer I live.
Yes.
And no longer I live.
Yes.
But Christ that lives in me. So I have gathered one conclusion. When I go through suffering and when I go through difficult times, I believe God is placing me into a position where he get all of me out of me. And when he get all of me out of me, then he can shine through me. Your afflictions were never meant to destroy you.
Amen.
I'm going to say that again.
Yes.
Your afflictions were never meant to destroy you.
Amen.
But they were assigned to make you strong.
Yes.
Sad enough, we have learned from the current times that we live in that difficult means it's bad. We have learned that easy means it's good. We have developed the world's philosophy. But according to many of the great champions in the scriptures, suffering for the cause of Christ brings the best out of you. The glory is not in the suffering, but is in the coming forth.
Yes.
What happens while you are in the fire?
Yes.
I went to science for this part of it. And according to science, this is what happens in a fire. When something is placed in a fire, the fire purifies it. When something is placed in a fire, the fire destroys all the impurities. Are you getting where we're going with this? When something is placed into the fire separates. Come on. The fire separates the gold from the trash. So now I said, God, is this why we have to go through? If you're going through, it's not meant to destroy you.
Amen.
It's meant to bring the best out of you.
Yes.
Let me testify. Some of the most difficult seasons in my life has made me who I am today.
Yes.
Those times when I didn't know what to do. Those times when I didn't know how to do it.
Yes.
It was those times
when
I had to lean and depend on Jesus. See, when God puts you in a fire, God's putting you in that fire not to make you mad, not to make you curse and swear. God's putting you in that fire so you can see yourself.
Yes.
He puts you in the fire so you can see your weakness.
Yes.
He puts you in the fire so you can see your failures. He puts you in the fire so you can see your shortcomings. And God's goal in the fire is for you to allow him to get the mess out of you. But what happens if he puts you in the fire and you refuse to be changed? What happens if he puts you in the fire and you refuse to yield? Instead of the fire destroying the stuff in you, the fire will destroy you. In order for gold to become pure gold, gold must go through a beating. Gold must go through a burning. And in my study, I found out the longer you burn the gold, cure everyone. You ever heard about 24 karat gold and 18 karat gold and 12 karat gold? I found out the difference. The difference in the carats is how long it's been in the fire. I say, holy, 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 holy. That means when tears start flowing from Sister Grit, Sister Thomas's eyes, when she think about how God delivered her from breast cancer, I gotta shut my mouth and don't say a word because she's been. She's been through the fire. And when she prays and it sounds like she's crying, shut your mouth. Because you don't know the cause. You don't know the cost of the oil in her alabaster box. But I stand before you. You don't know the cost of the oil in my alabaster box. And this came to me this morning. The Holy Spirit said we want to be great, but we don't want to go through nothing. We want to be Nelson Mandela, but we don't want to go to jail for 27 years. Amen.
Amen.
We want to be an expert in the Word of God, but we don't want to open our Bibles. We've developed the world's philosophy. Wherein, give it to me quick and give it to me fast, or I don't want it. But there's a suffering that comes with this call. Job said, but he knows where I am going. And when he tests me, I will come forth as pure gold. My brothers and my sisters, another scripture says, this kind come not but by prayer and fasting. In the world, there's a shortcut to greatness. It's who you know. And it's who you're related to. But when it comes to the things of God, you got to go through the fire. And the longer you stay in the fire, the purer you get. The longer you stay in the fire, the more like Jesus you become. Yeah, we want to lead the children of Israel out of the wilderness. But we don't want to spend 40 years in the back of the desert hearing from God. I say, God, what is this? He says, we have developed the world's philosophy. Easy or I don't want it. There's a fight that we must fight. And it is called the good fight of faith. The King James Version of that verse I just quoted, he says, but he knows the way that I take. And when I have been tried, I shall come forth as gold. My brothers and my sisters, there is no shortcuts to the anointing of the Holy Spirit. There's something about going through the fire that you will not experience until you go through it. That's why when folks talk about you, you don't just give up. When folks don't recognize you, you don't just give up. When folks don't believe you know God, you don't give up, because there's an anointing that comes after the fire. Sometimes God delivers you before the fire. Sometimes God delivers you in the fire. And sometimes God delivers you after the fire. I don't know about you, but I've been around long enough to know he's going to deliver me. child,
yes,
which the Lord had promised to them that love him. God blesses those who patiently endure testing and temptation. Afterward, they will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him. My brothers and my sisters, if you read in the scriptures, every great man of God or every great woman of God had to endure some suffering. Amen. You can give me a hand clap there because that's worth it. Has endured some suffering. Every great businessman, every great company owner, every person that became great on this side, if you listen to their untold story, their greatness did not come easy. Their greatness came after they passed the test. The greatest feeling of reward that I can ever get is after I've gone through something and I've suffered for a while and I've cried and I've prayed and I've cried and I've prayed and I've stayed up all night long when I wrestle with my spirit, when I didn't know. We want the victory, but we don't want to pay the price. I'm going to plug this word right in here. If you're struggling with something in your life, in order to get deliverance, you've got to suffer it out. Don't give this flesh everything it wants. Make it struggle. Make it struggle. Make it wait. He comes in, and that's when he shows up, and that's when he gives you the victory. It's in the struggle that we get our strength. It's in the fight that we get our strength. You don't get your strength without a fight. If you want a six pack, you gotta go to the gym. If you want a six pack, you gotta watch what you eat. Amen. Amen. So with God, if we want the victory, we gotta suffer through. We gotta fight like a good soldier. Job said, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Even though it don't feel good, yet I will trust him. Even though I don't look good, yet I will trust him. Even though folks don't stand, me. It was good for me. It was good for me. It was good for you. It was good for you. I'm going to say this one right here. When folk walk out of your life, don't you get all stressed out. Let it be good for you. Amen. Amen. Don't apologize for being godly, Sister Amy, Sister Thomas. Don't apologize for walking holy. Don't apologize. It's good for you. It's good for you. So you will obtain eternal life. Amen. Don't go around hating people. Amen. I hate nobody. I hold no remorse to nobody. Because whether I like it or didn't like it, the Apostle Paul said all things.
I'm a witness. I'm a living witness. I'm a living witness.
think I mentioned this to someone not too long ago. We were driving in the car and I was the chauffeur and my baby boy, who is 28, and my grandson was on the back seat. And he said this to me, and this is my testimony. He said, "Ma, what kind of music you want to listen to while you're driving?" And I said, "I listen to what you want me to listen to." So he put some music on and it sounded very familiar. And here's what he said. He said, "Mama, this is the music that you played every day while you were driving me back and forth to school, while you were going through." He was 3 years old when I stopped going through this. He's 28 now. He says that I remember the songs. And here's my testimony. He said, "And when I got away in college, and when the going got rough," he said, "I pulled out those same songs. And those same songs got me through. I did not even know. I wasn't pretending. I wasn't acting. That's who I was. I was going through hell and back. And I was suffering and I was struggling. And all I know, I needed the Lord every moment. I don't know about you, but when I get in trouble, I need some good old Jesus song. I know when I'm hurting, I need a good old Jesus song. When folks are talking about me, I need a good old Jesus song. Amen. I sing things like this. Draw me nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where you have died. Draw me nearer. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be? It was good for me. It was good for me. It was good for me. And here's what it says. Here's what it says. That I might learn his statutes. That I might learn his laws. That I might learn his ways. When my oldest son, who is 36 years old now, was just a tiny little boy, I heard the Holy Spirit said, "You need to teach him how to pray."
Yes.
And he said, "You may not understand it now, but one day he's going to be gone off to college." Yes. The kid was nothing but 2 years old.
Yes.
He said, "One day he's going to be gone off to college."
Yes.
And he's going to need to know how to pray.
Know how to pray.
Amen. Yes. So I taught him how to pray.
Yes.
Amen. Do what you could do with those children now. They won't forget it. He said he was away in school. He was in University of Pennsylvania with all the uppity dude kids. And he was probably the only one of us in the group. But he said those songs that you played every day was the same song I played every day. And that's what death got me through. I'm going to say this and sit down. What are they listening to from you? What are you playing in their ears? What are you saying when you go through hard times? How are you acting when folk don't treat you like? The little 2-3-year-old boy, he's looking. And he's going to grow up to be a man one day. And he's going to say, "Well, when they did that, you did that." You want to change how you do things. Because those little boys are watching. They're watching. Those little girls are watching. Amen. It was good for me that I might learn the laws of God. I hope Pastor don't mind. I feel like doing this. Stand to your feet. We're going to open up the doors of the church. Some of you are still going through, and you're not praying about it, you're cussing about it. Some of you are going through and you're fighting other folks because you're going through. Some daddies who are not doing what they're supposed to do, so you cuss them out instead of pray for them. Some children not doing what they're supposed to do, and you throw them away rather than love them back. Let me tell you something. When God allows things to happen in your life, he has a reason for it. God's trying to get something out of you that he wouldn't get anywhere else. Let him go. dedicate your life to God.
Yes.
And say, God, I want to stop seeing it my way.
Yes.
And I want to start seeing it your way.
Yes.
Let me not see my suffering as bad, but let me see my suffering as good.
Yes.
If your money not right, allow God to teach you a lesson. Are you managing it right? That may be the problem. Are you praying right? That may be the problem. Maybe you drifted far away from the principles that you were raised in. Far away from those rules and how you used to follow God in your early Christian life. It got tight and folks didn't talk to you right, so you got mean and bitter. They didn't handle you right, so you figure no one's going to handle you like that, so you got spiteful and you got mean. You can't get deliverance that way. You're not responsible for what they do. You're only responsible for what you do. You love them back, God will bring them back. And if you're in here and you don't know him as your personal Savior, we invite you to come. Or maybe you thought you knew him, but now you see it in a different light and you want to rededicate your life to him. If you come forward, we'll pray for you. And I'll ask God to give you the strength to go through your difficult time, knowing that you don't think it's good for you, but it's good for you. Castor oil don't seem like it's good for you, but it's good for you. Amen. So the word of God came today. You may not think it's good for you, but it was good for you. If you feel him pricking at your heart door and reminding you of some things you said or some things you didn't do, that's him. That's him.
Yes.
Yield to his spirit.
Yes.
Amen. The doors of the church are open and you may come.